Thank you for tuning in to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. At the end of the sermon, information will be given of our church's location, phone number, web address, and an opportunity to get this sermon in its entirety. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the word of God declares, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." Now let's go to the sermon of the week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy. Be blessed.
Amen. In the word of God, in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse number 1 through 5, when you're there, say amen. Amen. Let's read those verses together. Amen. It's on the screen if you don't have it in your Bibles yet, but let's read together. It says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Can somebody just shout salvation? Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We thank God today. The text talks about the benefits of those things that we have as individuals that embrace salvation. So he says, being justified by faith, that is the statement that declares salvation. But the next benefit that we have, that we talked about a number of things. One, we have peace with God. Second thing is we have access to God in verse number 2. Third thing, we have grace. Amen. Fourth thing, we stand in God. Fifth thing is we rejoice in hope. Amen. And that's what I want to start with. The fact that we have, as a person that's saved, we can rejoice, and especially, as it said in verse number 3, but we can glory in tribulations. Tell your neighbor, even when trouble comes, I can still praise God. Now, see, people that are not saved, they lose it when trials or when troubles arise in their lives. They believe that it's over. They believe that, listen, I probably need to resort to things that I knew to do before I got saved. If I'm broke and I gambled then, I need to call the boys over and set up a card game or something so that I can get money now. Amen. Or if I did things that I know were unsavory, things that individuals did just to make ends meet before they were saved, then that's what we often resorted to whenever struggles came in our life. But the Lord, through salvation, has caused us to be able to, listen, not lose heart or lose hope when difficulty arises. Can somebody say, thank God for salvation? And listen, in the Bible, it's clear when it says we rejoice in adversity. Now, it takes a well-grounded, well-tested faith, however, to be able to rejoice in tribulation. Listen, that means you can rejoice when affliction comes in your body. You can still rejoice and give God the glory. That means when worry comes and its endeavor is to paralyze your life, you can still celebrate and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. When strength seems to fade, you still have a praise in your life. I talked about fading strength last night. There is a Greek word that deals with when the strength is lost. It's a word that's called asthenia. There's a neurocirculatory malady that's called asthenia. It just simply means that the arteries and the things that support your cardiovascular system has somehow become weakened. Come on, somebody say, strength is lost. That's what asthenia declares, that I'm not as strong as I once was. I'm not as vibrant as I once was. My strength seems to be weak. But even when strength is weak, the Bible said, and they that have no might, he increases their strength. But then there's a word, listen, that is the antithesis of asthenia. It is a word that's called asthenema. And that word means I can get well. Tell your neighbor, I can come out of this. Amen. That word says, listen, no matter what maladies the enemy, listen, deposits in my life, I can get over it. Amen. Why? Because I serve a God who's called Jehovah Rapha. That means I am the Lord that healeth thee. Can you touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, the Lord is my healer. Listen, asthenema means I don't have to stay in the condition that I'm in. It means I can come out of this like I've come out of everything the enemy has deposited in my life. You don't have to die in the midst of your struggle, but the Bible said we can rejoice in tribulations. And I noticed it because it's plural. It didn't just say one. But what we realize is that when you go through one thing, then you better rest assured something else is on the way. But aren't you glad that we serve a God, and because we are saved by grace, God has appropriated to us his promises that I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. Anybody here glad that the Lord saved you, that God brought you out victoriously? Come on, lift your hand and say, thank God for salvation. Amen. Salvation teaches us that even though you enter into this storm, that you enter into this cloud, you don't have to stay in that condition. That's what the Lord speaks us, and what the Lord declares us. But it says when you've learned, when you've experienced it, then you realize that listen, no matter what things come in your life, no matter what the enemy has deposited, God is still our deliverer. I like the word in Jeremiah 32 verse 27 when it says, behold, I am the Lord. I'm the God of all flesh. And he says, is there anything too hard for God? If your finances are down, guess what? God can turn them around. Amen. Anybody here ever been in a financial, turn when things didn't look good financially, but the Lord sustained you in the midst of that situation and brought you out all right? Can you just lift your hand and say, thank God for salvation? Listen, you didn't have the resources. You didn't have the networking capability to do it by yourself. But God allowed you to be sustained in the midst of that difficult situation that you were in. Listen, and many of us have now experiences where we have really had to try God. We really had to trust God. You got to a place where your back was against the wall and there's nobody that you could call, and you only had at your disposal, listen, calling on the Lord. That's when you just finally settled your nerves and you sat down and you said, I've just got to trust God through this one. I've tried all I know to try, but now I'm going to just trust God. Tell your neighbor you ought to do that in the first place. Because somebody has an ask. I said, tell him you ought to do that in the first place. You ought to just know that I've got to trust God from the beginning. How many of you have ever tried him and you know him? You found him to be a friend. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Listen, the word that declares to us, and he lets us know that we can rejoice in the tribulation. The thing about the enemy, he tried to discourage you because he keeps bringing stuff at you. He's persistent, isn't he? Huh? He's tenacious, isn't he? He is someone that, listen, very, very diligent, isn't he? He's someone that doesn't stop, does he? Listen, if it's not one thing, listen, you've been in situations before when it seemed like, listen, you were spending money you know that you did not have. When the furnace went bad, huh? Then the roof started leaking, huh? After you got the furnace repaired and the roof repaired, then the car had to act up. And when you finally got the car fixed, you start feeling some pains in your body and had to go to the doctor. And when you got well, your child got sick. And when your child got well, your job started acting a fool. And when the job got better, my God, then, listen, things start happening in your relationship. Touch your neighbor and tell them when it's not one thing, it's another. My God. Listen, that reflects the thing that the Bible talks about in tribulations. I can still rejoice. It don't matter what my situation is. I know the God that I serve has not changed. He's the same God that brought me out of the last three things. He's the same God that'll bring me out of this. Tell your neighbor, I serve a God that's able. How many of y'all believe God will bring you out of whatever you're in right now? Touch somebody and tell them, I've tried him and I know him. I found him to be a friend. The Bible said he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Anybody know that the Lord said, I never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you? Touch your neighbor and tell them, I'm glad the Lord is still here. Come on, celebrate God if you believe he's right there with you. Come on, praise him and make the devil mad because you believe the Lord is with you. We praise the name of the Lord. Listen, we can glory, that is, rejoice in such suffering because we have a risen Savior. Amen. Listen, he can do stuff that no one or nothing else can do. Reminded when Minister Cantu was sitting here on the second row when she died. Listen, she couldn't call on nobody. Huh? She was dead. Raise your hand, Minister Cantu. Listen, she died. And you know it's only the Lord. That's why the Lord went down into hell, huh, and conquered death, hell, and the grave. Listen, she was dead. Raise your hand, Minister Cantu. Listen, I mean, that, oh, praise God. Now if he could, oh, see, she got to stand up on that. My God, listen, and bringing her back from death is no more difficult than correcting your financial situation. It ain't no more difficult than causing your job to behave. You don't hear what I'm saying. It's no more difficult than certainly touching your body and healing whatever malady you face right now. Tell your neighbor, he's the same God. Listen, we used to sing a song in church. You know I can't sing, but it said, this same Jesus. Tell him, I can't sing it, but I can sure say it. Praise God. The same Jesus. Anybody know the same Jesus? The one that brought you out from the last thing you faced? He's the same one that's, listen, standing at your side right now. He's the same Jesus, my God, that can deliver you from every affliction that you'll ever face. I dare you touch somebody and tell them, this same Jesus. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Nobody can do us like the Lord can do us. That's why, saints of God, we can rejoice. And y'all give the devil a fit. If after all the mess he's taken you all through all week long, he tried to tell you, listen, forget about God. I'm not going to church anymore. You got a nerve to show up at church. And not only did you come, but y'all got the nerve to lift up your hand and give God. Oh, God, can somebody shout, I don't ever want to be without God. I don't ever want God away from my life. I must praise God. Has God been so good to anybody in here that you know you ain't got no choice but to give God the glory, but to magnify his name? Tell somebody and tell them we ought to rejoice right now. We ought to celebrate God right about now. Tell your neighbor, why don't you testify? Tell your neighbor, I've been through some mess this week. I've been through some mess recently in my life. But I tell you, I still got a praise in my spirit. Oh, God. I feel like praising God. I feel like magnifying God. I feel like giving God the glory. He's worthy. Tell your neighbor, he's been better to me that I'm praising him for right now. But tell him I got to give him some glory in this place. If the doctor's diagnosis was right, you wouldn't be here right now. But I dare you touch two people and tell them, but I'm still here. Oh, I give him glory. I give him praise. I'll magnify the name of the Lord. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who in here know it's time for us to rejoice and celebrate God? Can you touch somebody and tell them it's time for us to give God the glory in this place? He's worthy right now. Listen. Listen. Listen, everybody. Listen, stand to your feet, saints of God. I'm going to close. I'm going to close right here. I declare. But one of the benefits, listen, of salvation is I can rejoice in tribulation. Hallelujah. And I don't know if your life is like mine, but my God, listen, I heard the preacher declare, listen, if your life is like mine, tell your neighbor, whenever you got something to offer, tell them there's always sticks being thrown at you. Tell them there's always rocks being thrown at you. Tell them it's because you got something to offer. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I heard the preacher declare. Listen, he said when he threw the rocks at the pecan tree, nobody threw rocks at the plane tree because there was nothing to fall out that tree but some leaves. But when you got something to offer, folk will throw stuff at you. Anybody had anything thrown at you this week? But tell your neighbor, but I'm still here to lift up my hands in the sanctuary and give God some glory. He's worthy right now. Come on, magnify God. Give God. Oh, God. Listen. That's why the devil is so mad at y'all. Listen, he wouldn't mess with you if he knew you didn't have anything to offer. You are a threat to the devil. You are a threat to the kingdom of darkness. You bring something to the table. That's why you didn't just skate through this week, listen, with no attack. That's why there's calamity in your life. The devil's trying to get you to give up. He's trying to get you to throw in the towel. But the Bible said, but I rejoice in tribulation. Hallelujah. He didn't steal my joy. He gave me more joy. The Bible said the joy of the Lord, it is my strength. Tell your neighbor, I feel stronger after my storm than I did before my storm. Can you rejoice in the midst of your storm right now? Give God the glory. Listen. Glory to God. Listen, while we're standing, we're going to transition. The Lord said, that's just number five. We're almost halfway there. But listen, there are some powerful things the Lord has done for us. He's done in us and through us, through salvation. Aren't you glad that you're saved? And I tell you, there are some demonic, some diabolical plots the devil has released. But guess what? I am not quitting. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm not giving up. I'm not sitting down. I'm going to stand and declare that if God be for me, he is more than all the world against me. Anybody else in here have taken that vow? Come on, touch people and tell them, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. Come on, tell them the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. I am not giving up. I'm not slowing down. I am who God says. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm not quitting. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. My God, listen. Woo, glory. Listen. And the Lord has reminded me I can come back from the worst thing that can happen in my life. Amen. Listen, and I don't have to experience it to know it. That's why God has a minister Cantor sitting in our midst. Listen, I don't care how bad things get. I don't think there's anything that's more final than death. Amen. Glory to God. See, listen, you get nervous because people are talking about you and your job. You ain't died yet. Glory to God. You get mad because people don't cooperate with you in the circles that you operate in. Well, you haven't died yet. Oh, glory to God. You're mad when you came to church because your gas hand was sinking and you thought you had a little bit more than what the needle registered. But guess what, honey? You haven't died yet. Oh, praise God. You know there's something much greater than whatever the worst thing is. And listen, I like telling that story because of this, that I remember so many times in my life, at a much younger age, but see, I learned some stuff. There were things that I got involved in that I thought, listen, this is the worst thing that I'll ever have happen to my, and I don't think I'm going to make it through this. But guess what? I'm still here. How many times have you thought, listen, you were backed in a corner that you were not coming out, but I dare you look around you right now. Just look, just do a 360 if you would. Just turn all the way around. Just look around your life, my God, and look where the Lord has brought you. You ought to celebrate. Think about all the, God, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. My God. I was at the hospital when Minister Canty didn't know that she was in the world. My God. And before this, she came back, listen, to consciousness, rebuking the devil. I think she said, the devil is a liar. My God. What are you going to say when God has given you a comeback? Aren't you glad about salvation? That God loves you so much, he won't let the devil get the best of you no matter how much the devil try. Oh, God. Listen. And then he'll just step you back one step at a time. But he has the power to accelerate some stuff in your life. Amen. Won't he do it, saints of God? Listen, I'm here right now. In spite of what the doctor said about my life when I was 6 years old, I'm still here. Listen, now 50 years later, I'm still here. Don't tell me God can't fix it. And listen, he's no respecter of persons. What he's done for others, he'll do the same for you. I shared in the 8 o'clock service this. Let me close. Listen, don't believe that what other people have, that you don't have to measure your life by what someone else has. Because listen to this, saints of God, I want you to get this. What the Lord says, what he shows us in Matthew 25, he said that everything that I've given to you is just, listen, it is a gift. And God said, I'm not giving you much. He said, but what I've given you, what I want you to do is, listen, to be faithful over it. And when you're proving your faithfulness, God said, then I'll make you ruler over much. One had one talent, another two, and another five. And God called all of them little. He told the one with the five and two, he said, you've been faithful over little things. But the one that had one talent said, listen, the one with five got everything, and I've got just as little measly amount. Glory, you better know that, listen, what you have matters, and what you have counts where the kingdom of God is concerned. And all God holds you accountable for is what he's entrusted to you. That's why we thank God for salvation, because God has given to us, every one of us, a gift. It's another reason why I make the dramatic contrast between, listen, the way I've been gifted and the way our founder was gifted. It ain't even any comparison. He had every ministry gift, I believe, on the earth. Do you hear what I'm saying? That God released from heaven. Huh? And almost none of them do I have. But there's something that I bring to the table. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I've got to use, I can't hide what little I've got just because Pastor Cannon had so much. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that's what God said. I want you to be faithful over what I've given you. And God said, and watch what I'll do in your life. There's no time for us to sleep. No time for us to bemoan what other people have. God wants to know how faithful are you? How committed are you with what you have? How many of us came here today knowing that I've got something that I bring to the table? Listen, because you know that you do. Because God said, I've dealt to every man a measure of faith. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, the Bible said, you've got something that you must bring to the table. Listen, God told the one brother, he said, listen, don't you hide this thing. He said, because you hid it, and believed, that's the only way that I'm going to have something to show when you come back. God called that brother wicked. And you better know, listen, we're not going out like that. So whatever we have, saints of God, listen, why don't we vow today as we thank God for salvation, the many gifting that he's placed, and the blessings he's placed in our life, that because he's blessed us, we want to bless him by bringing our gifts to bear to the kingdom of God. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Listen, for those of us that know that there's something that I want to do, listen, to bring transformation into my life, that my life might please God. I want to bring the giftings that God has placed in my life. Listen, for the kingdom of God to fully utilize. I want God to be pleased with my life. I want to hear God say, like those servants heard in the text, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." God, I thank you for salvation because you saved me. God, I want to report everything that I have back to you. And I want you to be pleased with my life. God, I'm not bringing the boatload of things, but God, but the thing that you've given me, I want you to have it so that you can use it for your glory and for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And I know that, God, I've not been faithful with bringing my giftings to the table, but today, God, I'm making a turn. I'm making a renewed vow and a renewed commitment to saying yes to you. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my heart. Have your way, oh God, in my soul right now. Listen, if this is your commitment, if this is your conviction, then I challenge you wherever you are. Maybe that, listen, you've not accepted and served God in salvation, whether you know that you should. And maybe you've somewhere along the line compromised your relationship and you're ready to give your heart and your life back to God. I want you to come to the altar right now and say to God, "Here I am." Come quickly from wherever you are. We have just a few minutes. If those of you listen, if there's an affliction in your body and you want prayer, I want you to come. Whatever your need is, whatever your desire is, come quickly. We have about 4 minutes and we're going to transition. But I want you to come now. Come quickly. Come saying, "God, I want you. God, I need you. God, I desire you. God, there's nothing more that I need in my life."
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. New Bethel Church of God in Christ, under the leadership of Pastor Tommy A. Murphy and First Lady Doris Murphy, is inviting you out to worship with their congregation at 1520 Little Rock Road, Charlotte, this Sunday for 3 dynamic services, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 12 noon. If you want to know more about New Bethel Church of God in Christ, go to our website, www.newbethelchurch.com. Also, if you were inspired by the sermon and wanting to obtain the message in its entirety, call us at 704-391-0365 and let your family, friends, and co-workers know about this podcast by simply logging on to www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphone and listen to the Sermon of the Week. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the Word of God declares, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all in your getting, get understanding."
God bless you, saints of God. This is Pastor Tommy Murphy. I look forward to seeing you there.
You can listen to the Word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the Word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise Podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.